You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Forrest and Bird are calling for a moratorium on new mines on public conservation land after the government did not support a bill which would have ended this. I spoke to Chief Executive Nicola Toki about why mining access arrangements are a threat to native species and the climate in Aotearoa. I started off our interview discussing why the organisation is disappointed that the government is granting new prospecting permits.
So the bill that was put before Parliament recently was a private member's bill by Eugenie Sage, which was drawn from the biscuit tin last year. And the thing to remember is that back in 2017, when the Labor government came into power, in the speech from the throne, the now Dame Jacinda Ardern said, there will be no new mines on conservation land, which was pretty exciting for Forrest and Bird and the thousands of New Zealanders who have been trying to protect our public conservation land on behalf of the public. So for 6 years, you know, we've all been waiting for the government to come good on their promise, to keep their promise of no new mines on conservation land. Since 2017, though, there have been 78 mining access arrangements, new ones on public conservation land, and exploration and prospecting permits that cover 150,000 hectares of New Zealand's public land.
So these exploration and prospecting permits are sort of the first step before mining. So why should we be concerned about companies from overseas who are sort of exploring our natural resources?
Sure. So I think the thing to remember is, first and foremost, as you pointed out, these are private companies, and often from overseas, that make private profits that then go off overseas, off the back of digging up New Zealand's wild places and home to our native wildlife. And what most New Zealanders don't know is we have the highest proportion of threatened species for a population of any country in the world. So, you know, in terms of extinction, we are the capital, if you like, of the global community in terms of things that are endangered with becoming extinct. And those things live in places like the public land that these private companies want to dig up. And when they are exploring or prospecting, that's not just, you know, that's not light touch. These are helicopters putting in big infrastructure, digging tunnels, you know, that can be up to two stories high while they're prospecting, which also damages this crucial resource that belongs to all of New Zealand. You know, we all, it's really interesting to us at Forest and Bird because there's a lot of research about how New Zealanders identify themselves with our wild places and our wildlife, and it is stronger in New Zealand than anywhere else in the world. So it's really important that we're not destroying the little bits that remain.
And can you tell our listeners about some of the conservation land that is being prospected?
Yes, sure. So, for example, there are places like down near Queenstown in Glenorchy. We've currently got approved mining activities, which down there is exploratory drilling, you know, for tungsten. We've got gold exploration in the Coromandel in a conservation park that is home to Archie's frog, which is actually the most globally endangered and genetically distinct species in the world. And where that tiny little frog lives, we've got helicopters going in and out every few minutes. We've got big infrastructure being built while they put this, you know, do their prospecting with the view that they're going to mine for gold. And then we've had permits granted right across Northland, Rotorua and the West Coast to a billionaire Aussie mining magnate. So, you know, I think the biggest problem with this is I reckon most New Zealanders think that public conservation land is protected, and so the fact that it isn't is quite important for people to know. I was in the front of the mining march up Queen Street in 2010 where 40,000 New Zealanders came together and forced the government to change their mind about digging in national parks. It's still happening in these other areas.
And one of the reasons that Labor gave for not supporting the bill that you spoke about earlier was needing to meaningfully engage with iwi. I guess, to your knowledge, has the government been able to do this?
To my knowledge, they are talking with iwi and trying to work their way through the problem. And, you know, for example, in Te Waipounamu in the South Island, Ngāi Tahu have some concerns about their ability to access Pounamu, which is part of their settlement, right? So those are real things, which is why Forest and Bird is saying, okay, while you figure out your policy, then we, on behalf of the whole of New Zealand, you need an urgent moratorium. You need to stop now while you get your ducks in a row. And it's happened before. Back in the early 2000s, some people will remember the then government was getting quite overwhelmed by aquaculture demand, and we hadn't, the policy settings weren't in place. And so what they did then was they put a 2-year moratorium in place on any new aquaculture developments while they, you know, figured out the paperwork and got all the right policy settings and regulations in order. They could do exactly the same thing with this. There is no reason why the government can't actually put a moratorium in place, because they genuinely want to go out and get things right with iwi, and we support that. What we're saying, though, is don't let things get wrecked in the meantime, and that's why you need a moratorium.
That was Nicola Toki from Forest and Bird talking about mining on conservation land in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.